Yesterday, University of Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel introduced his new men's basketball coach, Juwan Howard, a man very well known to Michigan fans as a star from the Fab Five era. But Howard lacks experience as a college coach or a head coach anywhere. Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon says there was no perfect option, and Howard is as good a bet as any.
When U of M men's basketball coach John Beilein announced that he was leaving Ann Arbor for the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers, I was as shocked as anybody. But once the dust settled, Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel had to make the most important decision of his four-year tenure. In 2014, after interim athletic director Jim Hackett fired football coach Brady Hoke, Jim Harbaugh was Michigan fans' first, second, and third choice to replace him. Harbaugh was that rare unicorn who checked every box, a former Michigan quarterback, Big Ten MVP, and NFL star who went on to great success coaching college and the pros. The question was if Hackett could pull him in. When he did so against considerable odds, the fan base went crazy. Manuel faced completely different circumstances. Unlike the football program, which had bottomed out, the basketball program has never been healthier. That's thanks to John Beilein, whose peers named him the cleanest coach in the country, and Bill Martin, the athletic director who hired him and upgraded his facilities to keep him. Further, basketball had no unicorn candidate out there, just a bunch of guys who checked some boxes, but not all. Manuel looked at candidates at the top of the college and pro ranks, but getting them would require a fortune in salary plus expensive buyouts, and they still might not fit Michigan's culture if they decided to come at all. On the other hand, Manuel considered candidates who got the culture but did not have the experience. LaValle Jordan, Beilein's former assistant, had just completed his second season at Butler but finished last in his league. You also had Beilein's great assistant coaches, Saadi Washington and Luke Yaklich, but they have never been head coaches. Then there was Juwan Howard, a member of the Fab Five, which captured the nation's imagination when all five started as freshmen on their way to the NCAA Finals. A great defensive player, Howard played 20 years in the NBA before putting in 6 years as an assistant coach with the NBA's Miami Heat. This really impressed me, because Howard already had piles of money. He didn't need the time-consuming, pressure-packed, and largely thankless job of carrying a clipboard on the bench for 82 games a year. But he paid his dues and is now considered a top defensive coach. Some fans fear Howard won't maintain Beilein's high ethical standards. After all, Michigan's program lost years to an NCAA investigation and probation because some Michigan players were breaking the rules, including Howard's teammate Chris Weber, who admitted under oath to accepting $200,000. Would Howard make the same mistakes? Well, we really can't know until he starts coaching, of course, but it does help that he's retained assistant coach Saadi Washington, who knows how Beilein's program succeeded without cheating. Former FBI Special Agent Greg Stayskill led the investigation of the basketball booster who gave Weber the money. He told me the FBI turned up no evidence that Howard took any money. Stayskill also spoke to the Michigan basketball team before every season. Although his warnings were not well received by many of Howard's teammates, Howard was the only starter who always thanked him. Howard has always been considered a class act. Any way you sliced it, Manuel is going to have to take a chance. Given his options, it looks like Howard could well be the safest bet on the table. Only time will tell if Howard can compete while keeping it clean. But that was true of John Beilein 12 years ago, and that worked out pretty well.